The 32-member House deliberated on issues including autonomy of the UDSY campus, completion of its office complex, reconstitution of committee, and reports of a joint standing committee. The president of the Upper West Regional House of Chiefs, Koro Richard Babini Canton, commended the government for rolling out interventions that aimed at improving on the livelihoods of Ghanaians. He reminded the government of its pledge to complete the renovation of the house's office complex. Koro Canton urged the government to speed up work on some major roads in the region.
Let me also solicit your support as government on some critical matters that bother our people, here amongst which includes the improvement of the road network of the region, particularly the Lara Nandong, Hamli Wah, Tumu, Chana, Jirapakpo, Nandong, and Jebusikodu, amongst others.
The president of the National House of Chiefs, Togbe Afede, said his administration will work to improve on the image of the chieftain's institution in the country.
We established 6 specific objectives that we shall pursue in working towards the realization of our mission. First, we want to strengthen our unity. Second, we want to enhance our image and restore nobility. Third, we want to enhance our role in governance. Fourth, we want to enhance our involvement in the development process. We want to enhance our finances and other resources that are important for the prosecution of our agenda.
The Minister for Chieftaincy and Religious Affairs, Kofi Jemasi, said government has released funds for the completion of the office complex of the house in the region. Mr. Jemasi spoke about initiatives being put in place by government to empower chiefs and queen mothers across the country.
The first one has to do with Royal College. We are preparing the grounds and the budget. Chiefs from time to time will be schooled on governance, land issues, dispute resolution. Luckily, we have the University of Provincial States and the local ruler. They have started that. We are talking to them so that we can be able to bring chiefs and badges and then have those training.
The Upper West Regional Minister Suleiman Al-Hassan challenged the chiefs to help government in the fight against illegal mining, which is threatening the survival of current and future generations.